Well, hello, and welcome back to the podcast. My name is GK Nyambura, and I am very happy to be here, first of all. I know it's been a while, and I keep saying, I'll see you next week. But let's just agree that inconsistency and I are like 5 and 6, constantly after each other. Today, I want to give you a little story about something that has been... that I always constantly have at the back of my mind, and I'm constantly aware of at the back of my mind, but I never really let it stop me from living. But then sometimes it really scares me. And this is a story of how I ended up having a stalker, or someone who was like obsessively attached to me. And it was a very scary thing. I've held on from giving the story time as a YouTube video actually for literally almost 3 years now, because this started 3 years ago, because I've been afraid that he'll see me and then he'll target me and I'll be in danger. So I decided to make an audio episode for my podcast, because I don't think he listened to my podcast. This story is actually so fucked up, you have no idea. So it started 3 years ago in 2022. I was not at a very good headspace, to be honest. I was not doing very well. 2022 was a particularly grim year for me. And I just was living life anyhow. I was doing anything to feel like I was still alive. Anything that I was doing at the time was just meant to remind me that I'm alive and that I'm here and I'm occupying space. You get what I mean? Because I was in a really dark space mentally. So I'm just trying to paint you a picture of where I was at mentally when I met this person. So my friends and I'm gonna give their real names because they're my real friends, but I'll change the name of the guy. So Diana and Sarafina, in 2022, us three went through a lot together. Cue that whole Omoke story. He posted me screaming outside of his house, but I was facing his gate. And there's like, I could tell you a million things about that night, but at the end of the day, I just don't feel like I'm wrong, and I didn't ever feel like I was wrong, or I never felt like I needed to to, like, I don't know. I just don't think I was wrong. You get what I mean? Also, before you come at me, you weren't there and you don't know shit. But I posted a couple of audio tapes from that night on my podcast. It's somewhere when you look through my catalog. However, I was actually facing the gate man while I was screaming because he wouldn't let me go. And the only option was to annoy all the neighbors until the watchman had to let me go. Clearly, that worked in the favor of the person of the pedophile. I think I've said this for years. And if I was in the wrong, and if he had a problem with me calling him a pedophile, as any non-pedophile would have, they'd have taken me to, like, the cops or something by now. It's been 3 years. Nothing. Also, he was threatening the younger girls with a police case about speaking to me and letting me know of what was happening. Well, they were underage, by the way, under the guise of he's collecting information for a police case. I've never been served. I'm still here, free as fuck, and he's still a pedophile. And that's all I have to say. I was also very mad that night. Like, I remember breaking pots outside his house. I didn't even go to speak to him. That's the thing. Like, and on that night, there's a girl who he asks on one of those videos, what do you want? Like, why are you here? And she says, she just wants to talk to you. And that's so crazy because I literally met that girl that night. Sarafina, that is. I met Sarafina on that day. So she doesn't know anything. She didn't know shit. So that's, anyway, I don't want to get into the details, but that's the headspace I was at the time. So Diana and Sarafina and I were hanging out all the time. and it was around the summertides times. I think summertides is usually around July. Yeah, definitely before my birthday, July. So it was July of 2022. The whole thing had already happened. Like, that whole screaming video was in 2022, June. And 2022, July, I was still hanging out with Sarafina and Diana. And this one Friday evening, they just hit me up and they're like, girl, where are you? You want to hang out? Let's go to Alchemist. And I was like, okay, let me come. So I went to Alchemist. We were having a good time, dancing, literally lots of drinking. That time of my life is very blurry, by the way. I was constantly taking sleeping pills just to sleep because I didn't feel understood. And I also felt attacked. Like, I felt so misrepresented because everyone was listening to my perpetrator's side of the story. And no one actually still knows anything up to now. They just wanted to laugh at whatever's happening at that time. And he also painted me in the wrong picture, which is why he still deletes videos off his Twitter after someone sends me something. And then I'm like, you see how manipulative this is? Like, there's one video I saw he'd posted of me. I saw it recently. On that night, some lady, while I was trying to leave, I was screaming at the gate man, hence why I'm facing the gate. That nigga lived on second floor. If I was screaming for him, I'd probably be in second floor. You get what I mean? And also, he's the one who recorded the video and posted it. So if I want to talk to him, I think I should have been like super close to him and up to his face or something, trying to talk or something. Amma, what's your definition of, I don't want to get into the details. There's this one video of me, sitting next to the trash and I'm crying. It's because some lady had literally come. Okay, so the gate man has refused to open the gate. I'm trying to leave. He's still refusing to open the gate. It's getting to like morning hours and people are starting to want to go to work from the apartment. So this lady, she wants to drive out, but the gate man won't open the gate because I will leave. Literally, like, when you open this gate, I will chuck. And so he opens the gate. He doesn't open the gate. This lady comes and attacks me and pushes me into the trash. And that's where I cry. Because, like, this whole time, actually, that screaming video is so not contextualized. Because in that video, I'm also screaming pedophile. Why didn't he post the whole video? He only posted the little parts that conveniently made me out to look a specific way that he wanted to paint me. Anyway, so this lady pushes me to the trash and then that's when my heart breaks because I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this bitch? I'm literally trying to leave. All our phones are dead. I'm trying to get home. Can this gate man open the gates? Like, I don't understand what's going on here. And I've already come here to tell you whatever it is I came to tell you. This man is a pedophile and you're harboring a pedophile here. Which is crazy because I was also drunk. Like, I'd just come from the club. We were all drunk. It was a drunken decision. You get? Yeah, so we just ended up there and this lady throws me in the trash and I start crying. So he takes a video of that and he posts it on his Twitter. And then he said, Ati, if you're her friend, check on her. She's not okay, like, mentally. Until, like, I should be institutionalized or something. Nigga, I think you should be institutionalized and it's called prison. Jail. Put him under the jail. Anakula watoto wa shule bana. Anyway, so that was the headspace I was at. I was just trying to paint you a picture of this whole thing and how it started. So that week, I basically trauma bonded with Diana and Sarafina because they were being trolled for being bad friends. Mind you, I'd met them for the first time on that day, which is crazy, I know, but still. So the rest of a couple of months of the rest of 2022, or I think for just a couple of months after that incident, we hung out a lot because I felt like you're the only ones who know the truth. You guys know Wagwan. You know what we were doing. So you definitely are in the clear. You get, like, everyone else could come and ask me what happened and I could tell them and I could explain, but you weren't there, so you really don't know what happened. You know, you don't really know where I was at mentally. And then people are also trying to force their opinions and their own agendas and on me. And I don't know. I was just it was a really weird time for me. But I wasn't sad and I wasn't upset, because at the end of the day, I was just, I knew my truth. I knew where I stood. And it's been a couple of years and I'm still the girl who screamed at her ex's apartment complex, and he's still a pedophile. And I don't know which one I'd rather be. Anyway, so we go to Alchemist this one night. Diana, Serafina, and I were dancing. It's night. You know how Alchemist is. You know, I don't need to set the scene. People, I don't think I go there anymore, but people used to go. A lot of people used to go to Alchemist. Oh, I have a baby cat. Rumi! Oh, I have a baby cat. I have a kitten, a little kitty. His name is Rumi. I'm a cat mom. I'm a mommy. Mamacita. Anyway, so while we were at Alchemist, I'm dancing, we're having a good time. Diana and I and Serafina and were drunk as fuck. Actually, I was drinking like I needed to die, genuinely. Like those weeks are very blurry. And then I'd wake up and then just back to back take what's it called? Sleeping pills. Cause I wanted to block out the noise, and I'd just wake up, post on my story because I was getting hella engagement, and be like, okay, advertise here. Do you have a business? Would you like some visibility? And then, you know what's crazy? This nigga is performative as fuck. On that day, when I posted that, if you have a business you'd like advertise on my story, DM me. He posted, okay, guys, if you know any... Shit is so funny, bro. Oh God. Oh, that's a smoker's lung. If you know any charity organizations that are looking to get some, I don't know, if you'd like to be posted, just DM me. So performative, my God. Wow. Like, now that I'm older and I'm like, you know, now I'm 26. Oh, hi, by the way, it was my birthday last month and I didn't even make a podcast episode. However, it's like so crazy for me to watch this right now, knowing, having all the knowledge that I have of like how narcissists operate and how abusers want to control the image that other people have of you so that they can, God, now that I'm older, I see it so clearly. But then at the time, it was just like, fuck, I look so bad. I look so fucking bad. I look like a spoiled brat who doesn't really think I'm boy crazy. I'm centering men. And that's the craziest thing, because literally name one other person I've ever dated. Literally nobody else has ever come forward and said some shit about me. Because, and trust me, people would eat that shit up, because I even felt like people who are riding that wave of bullying me and just being so rude and mean and perceiving me in ways that were just so not true. What was I saying? People who... Oh God, that point is gone. But basically, that was what's happening. So at Alchemist, we're dancing. We're having a good time. Then this guy comes along and he's talking to Diana and Serafina and he's dancing. And then I'm like, oh yeah, okay. So we keep dancing. And then... I ask him, oh, hi, can I please hit your vape? And he's like, sure. So he gives me his vape. And then he's like, oh, wow, Nyambuzi, I love your videos. And I'm like, oh, hi, nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah. And then he says his name is Louis. Changed for obvious reasons. I don't want to be hunted and murdered. It's that bad. It's that bad. Like when I say hunted and murdered, I mean exactly that. Hunted and murdered. Anyway, so... we're dancing, we have a good time, the night ends, and then we all go home, and that's it. So Diana, Serafina, and Louis all go to their houses, and I go to mine. And then, like, on Wednesday or on Monday, that was Friday night, on, like, Monday or Wednesday, Diana calls me, and she's like, hi, hon, do you want to go for summer tides? You literally need the least amount of money that you could ever possibly have on your M-Pesa. All you have to do is pay for, like, your train and just have kidogo money for one night at a villa in Diani. And that's it. That was when SGR was 1,000 bob and life was so good, bro. I used to go to the coast like it's water. 2K to and fro the coast? Please, sign me the fuck up. Anyway, so I'm of course I'm all in. Bruh, I was getting so much money from the ads and I was just bawling and sad and skinny and upset. Oh God, I'll stop smoking. Please heal me. Anyway, so I ask her, okay, so who are we gonna go with? And she's like, oh, it's just me and Sarafina and Louis, and we're gonna go and we're gonna have a good time. We'll just go down on Friday, stay the night. Sorry, I think we were gonna go on Saturday. I'm not sure how it worked at the time, but on the night that we arrived in Diani is also the night. That's the same night that we went for Summer Tides. So we're gonna sleep, stay the night, and then the next day we come back with the 3 p.m. train. So we go to the coast to have a good time at the train station. Although Diana couldn't make it, like, she missed her train, so she had to fly. Then she flew, and then she had to go back on, like, sooner than the rest of us because she had a job or something. And that really upset me. I was so mad. Oh, God, I was so mad. I wasn't really mad. I think I was upset. I felt, I don't know. So it just didn't rub me off correctly. I know that was not her intention. Or even if it was, I think she's a better friend now. So I get to Summer Tides, we're having a blast. We have the best time ever. Drunk as fuck. At this point, I don't think I was hanging out with Louis because Louis arrived and he went to hang out with his friends or something. And then Diana and Sarafina and I, we even went to like the beach at night. And I remember being like, oh my gosh, I need to pee. And then we all laughed about how it was so easy to literally just be in the ocean. That was a really good night. We had a good night. We had a fun night. However, this was also Eid weekend or something. There was like a holiday. There was a Muslim holiday. And all the trains were booked. So I came on my one train that I had booked. I was going to book the next train when I was leaving, you know. However, the train was packed to capacity. And that whole thing just... That's when it all started to unravel. Because all trains were fully booked up to like Thursday. Mind you, that was like Sunday. So I need to stay in Diani for 5 more days that I hadn't planned for. But I was like, you know what? There's nothing that's happening in Nairobi that's particularly life-altering for me. I must stay here. So I stayed back at the villa. And Sarafina stayed back. And Louis stayed back. Diana had to leave because she had to go to work or something. So she leaves on her flight and it's Sarafina and Louis and I. This little resort, this villa that we were staying at, it was so cheap. I think we were literally paying like 500 bob a day. And it had a pool and a restaurant and it was really nice. I think I should go back, but I don't think that the rates are the same. It was like a new villa, but then Sarafina had gotten a huge discount because it was owned by her friend or something. I don't quite remember the story, but that's along the lines of how I ended up paying 500 bob a day for 5 days to stay in Diani past the days that I had planned to stay. So while we're having breakfast at the restaurant downstairs at the little villa, Louis goes like, oh, Nyambura, you are a content creator. And then I'm like, yeah, that's basically what I do, blah, 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 say, blah. And then he says that so-and-so is his cousin. And I literally look at him and I'm like, okay, I see it. Because he genuinely looks like her. Okay, he mentioned like a top shot influencer. Think mega influencer, a Kenyan one. I'm not going to name names because obviously that's not respectful. I also talked to her and she's the one who warned me about him. And so there's no need for me to drag her here. But I'm not dragging anyone, actually. I'm just telling my story. So this guy... Oh, wait. Actually, I was talking about being institutionalized. And then... Sorry, I'm taking us back to that lady who threw me to the trash. And then Omoke posted a tweet talking about how I should be institutionalized. If you're my friend, you should check in on me, blah, 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 blah. And I remembered the story of this guy this year who had his wife institutionalized against her will and lied to the doctors. You know that Chiromo story where they literally killed her, they murdered her. That's how I thought, like, people are institutionalized. And I remember having a serious phobia after that of being medicated for any kinds of neurodivergencies that I may have. I just panicked, because now the worst thing that anyone could ask me at the time, I'm just reading my mind from where I was. I'm just telling you what my mind was, where my mind was at the time. Being institutionalized is a serious fear that I have. Like, I've never been institutionalized. I've never, like, had a psychotic break or a manic episode that I know of. I've just always been, like, pretty solid. But knowing that someone can literally put a claim on you and be like, okay, this person is actually insane and they need to be institutionalized, and they will institutionalize you, is so fucking scary, bruh. As an only child, I feel like that's a serious fear that I have, because I don't have siblings who take care of me. Imagine if my parents are, like, old and frail and they're, like, in their 80s, 90s, and then someone decides to institutionalize me. Oh, my God. That's why I need to live my life in a calculated way. I cannot put too much power over my life on someone else. That's just, that could go south so quickly for me. And I need to look out for myself. Anyway, now back to my story. When I remained in Diani for a while, he told me about his influencer cousin. And I was like, I see it. I see it. Now in hindsight, I realize that that's something he said so that we can be at ease with him and how he is. I don't know if you understand. Like, so that we can have some kind of level of trust. You guess? You get what I mean? Like, so we can have some kind of, I don't know, so we can associate him with said influencer and think better of him than he actually is. And I remember he even had, like, an accent, like a vernacular accent. I'm not going to say which one, because now, if you were following me at the time, you might recognize who it is, and I just don't want that. So, while we were hanging out, he just mentioned that influencer, and then he'd take us to meet his other friends who were at Indiani at the time. So we met, like, we went to various restaurants, and he was actually, like, a pleasant person. Other than, actually, he was really chill. He was so chill. He was so calm. It's just that he started telling Sarafina that he likes me, and it was just too much. I, like, literally, nigga, I could kill a nigga right now. I'm not in the headspace for romance at all. Dead ass, like, all you have to do is look at me badly and takushanda. Honestly, I just was not at a place where I could be in love or love someone or have a crush or have sex or make out. None of that. I don't want to be involved. I hated all men. At that time. Do I hate all men right now? Debatable. I'm joking. I'm joking. I love men and I love women and I love people and animals and my cat especially. And yeah, in the world and the fishes and the birds and the trees. Anyway, so this guy, after he mentioned that influencer, we chilled. For sure, we relaxed, like, none of us were thinking anything of him. He'd buy us bottles, I'd buy a bottle, we'd drink. Like, it's not that we were dependent on him at all, because we all had our money. So, like, you see, now you're staying in Diani for a couple of days that you hadn't planned for, but I had my money, I was eating my food, I was paying for my bills, I was drinking my alcohol, I was living my life within my means, and also sometimes beyond my means. But, like, life was amazing. I can't complain. And So Thursday arrived. Oh, wait, actually, I think on Tuesday, I decided to go to the beach and then I left my phone charging. Sorry, I have my notes here, actually. So I can, let me see what I'm forgetting. Okay. So on Tuesday, we decided to go to the beach. Sarafina had gone to meet her parents or something because, like, they also had a house in Diani. So while Sarafina was gone, I decided to go to the beach, got some octopus, walked into the ocean. And because I had left my phone in my house, in the villa charging, I asked Louis for his phone so I could record a little video while walking into the ocean. And he was like, sure. So he gave me his phone and stuff. And then I started walking towards the ocean. And then that was the video. And then I also remember when we were chilling at the villa, we used my phone to take underwater pictures. We took so many underwater pictures. And I don't know, Louis and I, he was just a bit too close to me, too close for comfort. I didn't like how close he was. But then I didn't really have a choice because now we're here and we're on this trip together and we're basically stuck in whatever fuck this is. And my phone's charging system got fucked up. I had an iPhone 13 at the time and it was literally brand new. I think I just stayed with it underwater for longer than I needed to. But then it was okay almost immediately because it just had a charging system issue. And then I clicked emergency override and it just continued to charge. But then it will tell me to click emergency override for like 3 years after that. I used that phone for like 3 years. It was a good phone. The iPhone 13 is a really good phone. I can't lie. Like just the plain 13, the one with the little cross eye cameras at the back. That. So, remember the video that I took at the beach on his phone, okay? Keep that at the back of your mind. So when we're coming back to Nairobi on Thursday, I am so tired. I'm so overwhelmed. I just want to go to my parents' house and literally just sleep. I lived in Kwetu at the time and I just needed my mom. Honestly, I was going through such a weird year. I just needed my mother. And actually, my parents and I, when this whole screaming video happened, my dad just called me and he was like, Hanyambura, how are you? I said, I'm okay. He said, do you need anything? I said, therapy. And he said, do you need anything else? And he sent me like hella money. And he was like, okay, just call me if you need anything. And my parents were really there for me. And my mom and I never talked about it. Actually, my dad didn't even want to talk about it. So I think from time to time, I question if he just thinks I'm a crazy bitch. We literally never talked about it. He was like, okay, so what do you need? Therapy? Gotcha. What else? Money? Here. That was, life was so good, man. It's like, I don't miss the situation, but I do miss the money. I'm not gonna lie. So, and my mom was just there for me emotionally. She's like, are you okay? School fine? Do you want to take up like a cute little short course? Like, do you want to do pottery classes? Do you want to do floral arrangement classes? Wow, I love my parents. Anyway, so I went home that day on Thursday. But before I went home, on our ride, like, so I had to take like a little, we had to take a matatu to the ferry. And then from the ferry all the way to, we had to take a cab at some point. I don't know what was going on with the road on that day, but we had to take a cab 100% at some point. And so we take this cab and it gets like a flat tire right before we get to the train station. So we have to walk. I even looked through my gallery today and I saw that I still have the videos from when I was dragging my suitcase to the train station from the villa, from the place where the little Uber got a puncture. And at the train station now is when I was just, you know, when you're tired and you have like vacation tiredness, you no longer want to be on vacation. You just want to be at home. It's not that you're looking forward to going to work, but you're just so over the vacation. It's, you're tired. You just want to go home. So So everything was basically annoying me. And that's when I started to see the little cracks with everything. So at the train station, Louis takes my phone. I'm live on Instagram. And I think that's literally the last time I ever went live before I was banned for cussing like a sailor. I think I'm still banned for like 1,500 days. I don't know, man. But it's okay. It's not like Instagram pays you when you go live. In Kenya, at least. I'm not sure about how other countries work. Anyway, so, well, we were at the train station. Me, I'm just happy I made it to the train station and that I'm going home. And I was so over the whole trip and everything. I'm going live on my phone and he comes on my phone and he's like, can I talk to them about something? Like, can he talk to the people who are watching my live about something? And I was like, okay, sure. So he took my phone and he walked away while he was talking on my live to people. And I was like, what the hell? You know, I'm wondering what he said. But when I took my phone back, people were like, Z, leave Nyambu alone, blah, 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 blah. Like, people were not happy. I was like, oh my God, what did you tell them? So I found out that he told people that he likes me. And I was like, ugh. Honestly, I'm not even there. Can I just get the fuck home? Can I just be at home right now? I think also the fact that we had to stay in Diani for longer than I anticipated. I didn't really have clothes. So I was constantly in these three bikinis that I carried in like t-shirts. And oh God, I just, that was not how I envisioned my trip. So when I took back my phone, I was just like, I don't know. There's something very weird about this guy. So I take my phone and I call Diana and I'm like, girl, hey, girl. Hello, girl. What's up, girl? How do you know Louis? I asked her how she knows Louis. And she was like, babe, me, I don't know Louis. So he's your friend. I was like, wait a fucking minute right now. You just chill right now. You just stay where you are right now. What do you mean he's my friend? Bitch, I met him through you. He's your friend. And I'm like, is he Sarafina's friend? And she's like, bro, he's literally your friend. That's how we know him. And I'm like, okay, so when did you guys swap numbers for you to even plan this trip? I was so fucking confused because I did not take that nigga's number. Now I had to take the number, his number in Diani. Obviously, we had to swap numbers because we were together. So you get, we went for summer tides together, but he went to meet his friends. Still in the same event though. So we had to swap numbers. But when Diana told me, Ati, what? Babe, see, he's your friend. I was like, oh my God. I need to go home right now. I will think when I'm in the house. But from here, the vibe is different. The vibe is definitely different. This is definitely... Wow. Okay, so we get on the train. I make sure I sit on a coach with Sarafina, but we were all sat in different seats, which was amazing. I love that. Like, I was actually going through, what is it called? Social battery death. My social battery was pathetic, gone. So on the train, I always get this beef sandwich. It's so good. It's like, I need to find that recipe. I don't know if it has like beef and mayo and a bit of cucumber with brown bread. Oh God, it slaps. I love that sandwich. And it's cold. It's pretty cool. I love it. It's like the one sandwich that I don't ever feel like I need cheese for. Everything else, I feel like I genuinely need cheese and ketchup. Anyway, I'm still drooling thinking about that. But I'm traveling soon. Hopefully, I'm going to get that sandwich in my mouth very soon. But while we were at the train, he was texting Sarafina, telling her about how he likes me and he misses me and he wants to sit next to me and blah, 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 blase. And I was just like, oh my God, please just tell him I'm not interested. I really am not interested. But also, not in a standoffish way. Don't like... You know, just be like, oh, I'm not really looking for anything right now. You get, like, be modest about it, be chill about it. But he kept like pestering Diana and Sarafina about me for weeks after for months, for years even maybe. After that day, as soon as we got to the train station in Nairobi, the Nairobi terminus, I took my cab and I went straight to my father's house. I need to be in my bed right now, like my bed, my original bed, the original, the queen bed, the mother bed. So I go home, and that's when basically a series of weird, I don't know if I would call it harassment. I don't think it's harassment. It's definitely pestering, though. Let me see if I can find a couple of those texts. I don't know. You make me want to be better. He said that. I'm not sure where I'm gonna get that text. But he was telling me how he... Oh, God. Will I ever find this text? Because I'm still in 2025, 2024. Oh, he texted that this year, actually. I don't even know what I'm looking for. God, I don't think I have it. But I definitely do. It's just lost in this. And if you... I don't know. Shall I post it on my story? Maybe you can see it from there. I don't know. But basically, after that... He'd just remember the video I took from the beach on his phone. So he posted it on a TikTok, and then I was walking into the ocean and his caption was, "I miss you so much." And I was like, what the fuck? Basically, my ass is out. Like, literally, that was not for people to consume on a large scale. Don't post that shit on TikTok. Are you crazy? And then, like, he'd just call me with multiple numbers, different numbers, all the time. And then he started telling people that now he knows me. You remember how he said that he, because we took pictures in Diani, so he definitely had pictures of us in Diani. He started telling people, like other people, that he knows me. And it's, I think it's a tactic, because now later on when I came home, I texted his cousin. You remember the cousin he told me was his cousin? The influencer that he told me was his cousin. So I DM her and I'm like, girl, is this your cousin? And she's like, sis, block him everywhere right now. That nigga is wanted. He's wanted by the police. Like, the police want him. Like, the police wants this. Hey, this nigga is wanted by the police. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, yeah, man, like, even, like, he escaped from our shags, hence the accent. I realized he had an aki, like, a serious accent. God, I almost, okay. He had an accent, and I was like, I don't know. I think my high school desensitized me from accents, and it's only recently that I started laughing at accents again. Because my high school had students from all over the country, you know, were chosen by the government. And it's like every county. 400 girls from across the country. So every class had a student from each county. And we were like 50 per class. So you best believe it's like one per county or two. One or two per county, per class. So the accents, I got desensitized. I genuinely didn't always. I didn't think it was that funny. I mean, when we went from one, we laughed and we were like, ha ha ha, I'm a sema something. I'm a sema humba. Sorry, that's my own childishness. Anyway, so... She tells me how he's wanted in her shags. He even ran away. Like, this one time, cops raided their grandmother's house with guns looking for him. Apparently, he'd also, like, stolen some bodas and burnt them and sold them. And then he came to Nairobi. No one knew where he was living. And then a while after that, I was still like, girl, he's still calling me from multiple numbers. What do I do? But then also, I wasn't expecting her to give me a solid solution, because I'm more of informing her than I am reporting to her and expecting her to fix a situation. Because quite frankly, you don't control who's your cousin and who's not, and what they do and what they don't. So I was just basically like kind of updating her on what's happening. She's like, oh my God, sis, I'm so sorry. I have no idea. And she told me that he usually tells people that she's his cousin, and then the people just kind of like put their guards down, and then now he can infiltrate the friend groups. You guess, like, okay, back in 2022, 2021, the Kilimani, Kileleshwa, Lovington friend groups were very obviously visible. You could see, like, I don't know if I make sense, but if you know, you know. If you know, you know. And so he was basically using her name to infiltrate this little friend groups of people, famous people, semi-famous people, rappers in the industry, just so he could get in and then like dandia whatever forms they have, like house parties and stuff. And then I don't know, because I heard that also he was like a big time thief. He was stealing. This one time, actually, like a fan of mine DM'd me, and he was like, "Hi Nyambura, my name is this and that. I give Louis my phone. He said he knows you." My God. He said he knows you. They were at K1. He said he knows you, and he'd showed him a picture of us or something. I don't know. And so Louis said that he's lost his phone and he needs that guy to remove his phone SIM card so he can put his SIM card and call. I don't know how I have no idea what the story was. But long story short, when my fan gave Louis his phone, he basically stole it. And so this guy was DMing me like, okay, do you have any number? Can you try reach him? Because like, I'm looking for my phone. I was like, what the fuck? Oh my God. What did I even get myself into? Bro, let me tell you something. When you're in a bad headspace, when you're in a terrible headspace, that's when you meet the most insane people, because your energy is all over the place. You have no standing. You have nothing. You attract so many bad things when you're in a bad headspace. And I think even when I met Omoke, I had like ran away from home. I was in a really bad headspace. I met terrible because I was terrible. Like my head, I was not okay at all. So even when I was just that whole year, basically, I was caught up in a trance. That was not even life. I was levitating through and cruising through life. Anyway, so my fan, I'm so sorry. To this day, I don't know who it was. I think I've lost a couple of Instagram pages since, but I'm so sorry. Don't ever listen to anyone saying Ati they know me and you believe them and give them and trust them just like that. Baby, I don't know who you could trust. Like, unless it's my parents, don't trust anyone else you see me with. Accord them the same level of trust that you would a stranger on the street, because at the end of the day, you don't know them, you don't know how I know them. Just look out for yourself at all times. So I also heard that this one time we were Gemini and like he'd been plastered on the wall, and apparently he was like a pickpocket or something. He was like banned from Alchemist 2 because he stolen Juhu's phone. Then he was taken to like, bruh, a whole story. Like, this is so bad. And then throughout this years, he's been calling me, texting me obsessively. Recently this year, I used to get calls, back-to-back calls at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 2 a.m. And then I thought it was like this one specific cousin of mine who likes to call me when he's drunk. And I just ignore, because I'm like, ah, I know you're calling me. Tell me your stories, Ajaba. I'll call you in the morning. Then in the morning, I call him with a number that I had actually saved. But in my head, I had already thought that this number was his. You get? So eventually I was like, you know, sometimes he'd call me on a bad day, sometimes he'd call me on a good day. When he finally caught me on my good day, I picked up. It was like 1 a.m. or something. And it was Louis. And it was Louis. And he was telling me how he's in remand. And he's been in remand for so long. And I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? What the fuck? Actually, like, why would you call me? Why would you call me? What do I have to do with this? And I remember this text he sent me talking about how he wants to be better for me. And I'm like, please. Please, in Jesus' name, like, I was not engaging, because the more you engage, the more you aggravate these people, and you just don't, you want to be in the clear. I hope this doesn't get to him, to be honest. But last I checked, he was in remand, and to be honest, I don't know anything of him. I haven't talked to his cousin also for, like, literal months. I'm not sure. I know Agwan. But, that is the story of my stalker. So wait, when he posted me on his TikTok, I basically texted him and I was like, please take that down. I don't want to be seen on your page. And also the caption was just so weird and so, I don't know. I don't know. That's not how I wanted to be talked about by a man at the time. And also, I don't think I want him talking about me ever. So if you meet a random man who tells you that they know me and this and that, blah, 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 don't trust them. Don't trust them unless they're my parents. You can trust my mom, you can trust my dad and my cat and my fish and probably me. But do not trust just about anyone just because you see them on them. Yeah, basically the obsessive calling. I'd hang up and then he'd call me with multiple numbers. And then, like, obviously I'll slip up and pick one of them because I can't not pick all numbers, you know. And then they're in, like, intervals of so weird. Like, oh my God. It's like every couple of months. After a couple of, it's like 7 months could literally go by and I haven't talked to him because he hasn't tried to reach out. And then in 1 month, he calls me like literally 100 times. It's so, I don't know, it's so insane. When I think about myself and when I think about him and how his cousin portrayed him, I just think he's violent. And the fact that he's in prison, he's in remand, scares me. He was in remand. I don't know if he's in prison now. I have no idea, but that's a really scary story. And I think I've come to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed this story. It's very, it's a bit scary. It's a bit scary. But it's life. It's life. It's life. It's life. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. I hope to see you soon. Follow me on my Instagram. My username is @_nyambuzi. And my TikTok is @gk.nyambura. And my YouTube is gknyambura. Subscribe. I'll be back soon. I love you. Take care of yourself. Bye. Wow, I've been yapping for 50 minutes.